My name is Catherine Staples, and I'm a student here at Worcester State University. Today, I'm going to talk to you about organic and non-genetically modified foods. There are two sides to the genetically modified foods argument. The pro-GMO side consists of scientists, traditional farmers, and business groups. On the other side of this argument, we have the anti-GMO groups. These groups consist of organic farmers, skeptical consumers, and natural food activists. The issue being discussed between these two communities is the topic of genetically modified organisms and organic foods. Although both sides of this argument make some valid points, I'll be further discussing the non-GMO side and will explain why non-GMO and eating organically is better for your health. To understand this concept, we must first understand what a genetically modified organism is. GMO translates to genetically modified organisms. This is any plant, animal, or organism whose genetic makeup has been adjusted or modified in a laboratory. Many people who choose the non-GMO lifestyle argue that genetically modified products can be toxic, allergenic, and less safe than the competitor. In addition to this, GMO products are not adequately regulated to ensure safety. Genetically modified crops can result in superweeds, superbugs, and don't offer solutions to climate change. Next, we must understand what organic food means. Organic foods are grown free from pesticides, fertilizers, antibiotics, synthetic hormones, genetic engineering, and irradiation. Organic products and non-GMO products go hand in hand. Basically, if you buy something that's non-GMO, that means that it's organic, and vice versa. Some health benefits to switching to an organic and non-GMO diet include lower risk of being introduced to cancerous pesticides, higher levels of antioxidants, better nutrition, and reduced risks of chronic disease. Additionally, it's better for the environment, and many people report on feeling much healthier and have long-lasting energy throughout their day. If you decide to take part in the non-GMO and organic journey, it's important that you look for non-GMO project verified labels and USDA organic labels while you're shopping in the supermarket. In addition to this, it's always important to read ingredients on the labels. Although something's marked non-GMO, America doesn't have the best FDA standards when it comes to that. So, being able to recognize genetically modified ingredients is really important. First, I'm going to start off a list of some ingredients that are genetically modified. These are ingredients that you want to stay away from: baking powder, canola oil, caramel color, cellulose, citric acid, vitamin B12, condensed milk, confections sugar, corn syrup, corn starch, glucose, high fructose corn syrup, malt, milk powder, protein isolate, soy milk, soy flour, soy oil, soy protein, starch, tofu, vegetable oil, and vitamin E. Although this list can be pretty overwhelming, if you go to foodbabe.com, Vanni Hari does a great job at explaining all these ingredients and what to look for. Vanni Hari was inspired to start the non-GMO food journey when she was hospitalized due to her poor diet. Next, I've gathered a list of ingredients that are not genetically modified. That means that these ingredients are safe. These ingredients are flax, quinoa, unbleached all-purpose baking powder, chai flour, traditional basmati rice, chai seeds, white sesame, pinto beans, vermicelli, almond flour, degerminated yellow cornmeal, hemp seed, white corn, Calrose rice, tapioca starch, corn masa, chickpeas, coconut flour, sesame seeds, udon noodle, potato flour, garbanzo beans, and oyster crackers. If you check out the non-GMOshoppersguide.com, the Institute for Responsible Technology has a complete shopper's guide with trusted non-GMO name brands. They have alternative dairy products, baby formula brands, body care, and so much more. To wrap up this podcast, I'm going to discuss some places in central Massachusetts where you can go to fulfill your organic and non-GMO lifestyle. Located at 232 Chandler Street, Worcester, Massachusetts, is a place called Living Earth. Living Earth provides organic produce, nutrition, vitamins, gourmet grab-and-go, bulk foods, grocery, meat and seafood, wine, beer, cheese, and gifts, plus jewelry. The philosophy for this company is based on being free from toxic chemicals, artificial flavors, colors, and harmful ingredients. This company states that we do all that we can to carry products on our shelves and produce the foods in our kitchen that fuel our bodies with healthy, nutritional ingredients. If we won't feed it to our families, we won't stock it on our shelves. Next is Tip Top Country Store, located at 8 Central Street, Brookfield, Massachusetts. This small country store allows you to shop online and then go pick up your organic and non-GMO eats. Each item in this store is listed as 01, which means 100% organic, 02, which is 95% organic, or 03, which is 70% organic. This store has beans, granola, fruit, nuts, frozen, grocery, and household products. By shopping here, you save 40% than you would shopping organic and non-GMO in grocery stores. Lastly is Boston Organics, located at 50 Terminal Street, number 105 in Charleston, Massachusetts. What's different about Boston Organics is that it's a delivery system. Basically, you go online, order the foods you want, and they'll deliver it to your doorstep. Their mission is to provide fresh organic produce and support healthy living in a way that respects the environment, local farms, local businesses, and fair trade practices. To conclude, the organic and non-GMO lifestyle is one that has many health benefits and can overall improve your energy throughout the day. If you're trying to follow a diet that consists of natural foods that are free from pesticides and toxic ingredients, the organic and non-GMO lifestyle is the one for you. This diet simply requires product research and personal motivation. Looking at the ingredients in the food you buy is a small step you can take to improve your non-GMO intake. Staying away from harmful ingredients and being able to recognize them is important to your health journey. For more information about this topic, feel free to follow my blog at kstapleswsu.blogspot.com. Additionally, I'm on Scoop It at Katherine Staples. And lastly, follow me on Twitter at kstapleswsu.